So my name is Trita Parsi. I'm the president of the National Iranian American Council. It's the largest Iranian American organization, a grassroots organization in the U.S. I'm also an author of two books on foreign policy, A Treacherous Alliance, The Secret Dealings of Israel, Iran, and the United States, that dealt with a different side of the Israeli-Iranian relationship that very few people knew about, as well as A Single Role of the Dice that came out just a few years ago that deals with Obama's policy towards Iran. I teach at Georgetown University and at Johns Hopkins University, where I teach Middle East studies.
Well, I would agree in the sense that you do need all of the states in the region.
Yeah.
You do need Israel.
Definitely.
You do need Saudi Arabia as well. But the question is, who are the states that are capable of leading such an effort? I see Iran and Turkey as the two most plausible candidates. They don't have to be. This is not because Turkey is Turkey or it's because Iran is Iran. It's because the current situation and as I mentioned, the maturity of the states. Other states could also achieve that same degree and as a result become candidates. But right now, because of their power, because of the maturity of state, they are the two strongest candidates. But alone, ultimately, they cannot. They can only initiate. They can only lead. But they also have to help other states along the way. I think that would be a very good initiative, and I think it would have to be coupled with this, with certain things. Ultimately, that type of intellectual struggle is needed. Again, if you take a look at what happened in Europe after World War II, after two world wars that had killed millions of Europeans, destroyed the continent, there was a realization, there was an intellectual realization, there could not be any more wars on European soil. And to do so, the concept of collective security, the idea that I'm not secure unless you are secure, that security is a collective good. Either everyone has it or no one has it. It's like the air that we breathe. No one can monopolize the air. Everyone will have it or no one can have it. That type of intellectual realization was necessary in order to implement the plan. And what we're struggling with in the Middle East right now is that we're in a crisis. And we don't have the intellectual realization yet, unfortunately. And as a result, they cannot act on any plan that they don't understand. I do agree with the notion that ultimately you're not going to be able to have any security in the region unless it comes from the people from the region. Security is not something that can be dropped on the heads of people from the outside. There has to be a fundamental, inherent regional root for it. And that goes back to what we talked about earlier on.